Pod. This is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to fix the tracks on an excavator when it's falling off. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. While you are at work in the construction job site, you can't afford to see the heavy equipment not functioning due to technical snags. That is perhaps the last thing you want to happen. This is why many construction companies these days hire mechanics who come to the job sites the moment they get a call and try to fix an issue in the next few hours, maybe minutes. You never know. However, if the problem is a grave, then it may even take days from them to resolve and then have to have a severe impact on the day's work, which is all about production, people. We got to get the job done so we can move on to the next and get paid. You then have to make it up once you have the heavy equipment up and running, and you got to ask your employees to stretch to cover up the pending work. This is a big problem which many construction companies encounter when they are not vigilant about the current status of their machinery. Again, you got to take care of your equipment. You got to do the daily maintenance. Another big issue is the tracks of an excavator getting off the machine. They come off while you are at work and you are not sure what to do to get that fixed. Calling up a mechanic may not always be the right option, though it is recommended that you do. But the fact of the matter, the mechanics at times have their own commitments and they are not at answer your call and may take time to come and see you. So you got to work, tie it up, as you are heavily dependent on a mechanic to get the track on the excavator fixed. You got to learn the basics to get stuff done so you can do it yourself. If you got to learn how to do that. When you see the excavator is falling off, you can try things on your own to get it resolved. It may not need the assistance of a mechanic for that matter of fact. All you have to do is make use of a boom to lift the side where you see the track has gone derailed and use a heavy piece of wood to prop it up. In this way, you will simply back off the tension and then make use of the bucket to put the track on the line by pressing against the track. Once that is done, you drive the track on from the cab. A word of caution will be: do not move the excavator from place till you fix the track. You did not need a special tool to get this going and was also quite simple to get it done. All you need is those pieces of wood, slap it underneath and adjust it with the bucket leveler, and you'll be able to move the track back into place. In case you do not see that to be working, then the next best option will be to call up a mechanic or someone who has encountered this issue previously and was able to fix it on their own. He or she may be the guy for you and can, but they'll have to get back to you. So you have to put a solution in if you need to get the job done now. What you got to do is check how the mechanic puts it back on the track so that if it happens again next time, you'll know what to have to get done to resolve it on your own. It's easy. It's kind of hard to explain on a podcast, but it is easy to do. There are many things in heavy equipment that does not require the intentions of a mechanic. One can get things done on his own, and fixing the tracks on an excavator is one such job. Again, work on it, get it done, and you'll have it done before you know it. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.